This past Thursday, the Biden administration released over 13,000 records of the JFK assassination. This was something we recently talked about with Jefferson Morley from the Mary Farrell Foundation, who was pressing pretty heavy with a lawsuit, legal action against the Biden administration National Archives to do just this. Well, almost there. Release fell short of fully complying with the spirit of a 1992 law which demanded all the files be released. If you look at what we have now on the scoreboard, about 98% of all JFK-related documents have now been released. 3% of the assassination records are still redacted and whole or in part. This, according to National Archives, they control the John F. Kennedy assassination records collection. Records include more information on Gunman Lee Harvey Oswald, his time spent in Mexico City. Very interesting, curious time, to say the least. But about 4,300 records are still redacted in part or completely blacked out. That's according to the agency, and experts are saying there's no real reason for holding back these documents. They're saying, I guess, under the guise of national security or intel gathering. As I said, this there was a law back in 1992 signed by President Clinton calling for full release and transparency, but now this will be the second year in a row for the Biden administration to put a delay on that goal. Among the documents that remain very hidden, 44 related to, and this was something we spoke with in detail with Jefferson Morley, CIA agent George Ioannidis, and a covert Cuba-related program that he operated, came in contact with Lee Harvey Oswald about 4 months before Kennedy was shot. Many of those Ioannidis records, they actually were never put into the National Archives JFK collection. So lion's share of the suspected records, they were not part of the Thursday release. Going back to the JFK Records Act from 92, all documents related to the assassination, they were supposed to be released by 2017. But then President Donald Trump, you know, the guy who wanted to drain the swamp, he delayed the full publication of all records, handed that ball off to the Biden administration. They delayed it in 2021. And, well, once again now, throughout the process, Trump and Biden did authorize release of some information, but those records that remain secret, they're the ones that most researchers want to get their eyeballs on, specifically the ones involving any government contacts with Oswald. Biden did note that the Records Act permits the continued postponement of disclosure of information only when postponement remains necessary to protect against an identifiable harm to the military, defense, intelligence operations, law enforcement, or the conduct of foreign relations that is of such gravity that it outweighs the public interest in disclosure. Going back to Ioannidis, he guided and monitored an anti-Castro group known as the Revolutionary Student Directorate. That was in 1963, and that came into contact with Oswald in New Orleans in the months before the assassination. So that's leading some people to theorize that the CIA is somehow complicit in the JFK assassination. As Oswald interacted with the Revolutionary Student Directorate, became known as an activist who supported President Castro, the Pentagon was formulating a plan called, you might want to Google this one, Operation Northwoods. Purpose was to stage a false flag attack in the U.S., blame it on Cuba, and justify a military confrontation to make things right after the Bay of Pigs fiasco 2 years earlier. False flag attack. Well, assassination of president, some think that certainly qualifies. But having said all that, even most of the Kennedy family want all of the files released. And when you think about this, too, if the Warren Commission was correct in their report and accurate, then what's there to hide? Truth should be the priority, not covering up for any failure by the FBI, the CIA, protecting the legacy of anyone who was a part of those organizations. The truth, foreign concept to too many people in Washington, but certainly I think we as a nation deserve it in this case, if nothing else.